Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Olympians are worried the city will take a half-assed attempt at a huge event. Successful swimmer Ariane Titmus expressed her concern at the unveiling for the uniforms for the Paris Games this Wednesday, claiming, "We want to make a statement. We want to put Brisbane on the map." These comments come on the back of months of dispute regarding stadium and public transport costs.
Two men are feared missing and two others injured after boats collided and crashed on the Gold Coast Broadwaters this morning. Following calls about the crash, emergency services, including a helicopter, arrived at the scene at around 5:20 this morning. Though details are still being reported by authorities, it is understood that one of the boats were unmanned and the other were transporting the men. The injured men have been moved to the Gold Coast University Hospital as police search for the missing individuals.
The cost of living crisis is hurting Australian producers as major supermarkets consistently place fresh produce on special. Whilst it is a positive for consumers, the producers are paid less and are subsequently struggling to make a profit. Supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths claim that the specials are only due to seasonal abundance.
Some parts of Tasmania are reported to have experienced the driest February and March in more than 100 years. Though short periods of rain this week brought some relief to parts of the state, many farmers are still struggling to maintain their crops in the dry environment. Farmers on King Island are concerned they are running out of water in their dams and have gone into the drought underprepared.
In international news, Taiwan suffers the strongest earthquake in 25 years, injuring 1,099 and killing 10 late yesterday night. Rescue workers are attempting to free those trapped due to the landslides and damaged infrastructure caused by the 7.4 magnitude quakes and aftershocks. The Department of Foreign Affairs announced 71 foreigners, including two Australians, have been rescued. However, two Australians and a Canadian remain missing.
For your weather today, it's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Down to create it? Check out Info 9 at